Today is March 29th. Today, we hear Caleb say, "Give me the giants." Today, as we read through the Bible in a year, please read Joshua 14 to 17. Now, beginning in chapter 13, the land is divided up among the different tribes in Israel. But there are two people who get a special allotment of land. They were the two spies who came back in Numbers 11 with a favorable report. Joshua, the leader of Israel, and Caleb. In Joshua chapter 14, Joshua says to Caleb, "Caleb, what land do you want?" Caleb has a long answer, starting in verse 6. "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan." He goes on and he says, "My report was favorable. I said that we could take the land. 10 of the spies said, 'No, we can't, because there are giants that live in that land.' As a result, we've spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness." Verse 10, Caleb says, "As you can see, the Lord has kept me alive, as well as he promised for all these 45 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today, I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey. I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the kill country that the Lord promised me." You'll remember that as scouts, we found the descendants of Anak living there in great walled towns. If the Lord's with me, I'll drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said. Joshua, Caleb waited for 45 years. And when Joshua said, "What part of the land do you want?" he said, "Josh, I've been waiting for 45 years. Give me the giants. God is able." What a guy. Enjoy today as you read Joshua chapters 14 to 17.
The remaining tribes of Israel received land in Canaan as allotted by Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the tribal leaders. These 9.5 tribes received their grants of land by means of sacred lots, in accordance with the Lord's command through Moses. Moses had already given a grant of land to the 2.5 tribes on the east side of the Jordan River, but he had given the Levites no such allotment. The descendants of Joseph had become two separate tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and the Levites were given no land at all, only towns to live in, with surrounding pasture lands, with their livestock and all their possessions. So the land was distributed in strict accordance with the Lord's commands to Moses. A delegation from the tribe of Judah, led by Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb said to Joshua, "Remember what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, about you and me when we were at Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land of Canaan. I returned and gave an honest report, but my brothers who went with me frightened the people from entering the promised land. For my part, I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. So that day Moses solemnly promised me, 'The land of Canaan on which you were just walking will be your grant of land and your descendants forever, because you wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God.' Now, as you can see, the Lord has kept me alive and well, as he promised, for all these 40 years since Moses made this promise, even while Israel wandered in the wilderness. Today I am 85 years old. I am as strong now as I was when Moses sent me on that journey, and I can still travel and fight as well as I could then. So give me the hill country that the Lord promised me." You will remember that as scouts we found the descendants of Anak living in the great walled towns. But if the Lord is with me, I will drive them out of the land, just as the Lord said. So Joshua blessed Caleb son of Jephunneh, and gave Hebron to him as his portion of land. Hebron still belongs to the descendants of Caleb son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Previously, Hebron had been called Kiriath Arba. It had been named after Arba, a great hero of the descendants of Anak, and the land had rest from war. The allotment for the clans of the tribe of Judah reached southward to the border of Edom, as far south as the wilderness of Zin. The south boundary began at the southern bay of the Dead Sea, ran south of Scorpion Pass into the wilderness of Zin, and then went south to Kadesh Barnea to Hezron. Then it went to Adar, where it turned towards Karkah. From there it passed to Asmon until it finally reached the Brook of Egypt, which it followed to the Mediterranean Sea. This was their southern boundary. The eastern boundary extended along the Dead Sea to the mouth of the Jordan River. The northern boundary began at the bay where the Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea, went up from Beth Hugla, then proceeded north to Beth Arba, to the stone of Bohan. Bohan was Reuben's son. From that point it went through the valley of Achor to Debir, turning north toward Gilgal, which is across from the slopes of Adamim on the south side of the valley. From there the boundary extended to the springs of En-Shemesh and on to En-Rogel. The boundary then passed through the valley of Ben-Hinnom along the southern slopes of the Jebusites, where the city of Jerusalem is located. Then it went west to the top of the mountain above the valley of Hinnom and on up to the northern end of the valley of Rephaim. From there the boundary extended from the top of the mountain to the spring at the waters of Nephtoah, and from there to the towns on Mount Ephron. Then it turned toward Baalah, that is, Kiriath Jearim. The boundary circled west of Baalah to Mount Seir, passed along to the town of Kishalah on the northern slopes of Mount Jearim, and went down to Beth Shemesh and on to Timnah. The boundary then proceeded to the slope of the hill north of Ekron, where it turned toward Shakuron and Mount Baalah. It passed Jabneel and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. The western boundary was the shoreline of the Mediterranean Sea. These are the boundaries for the clan of the tribe of Judah. The Lord commanded Joshua to assign some of Judah's territory to Caleb son of Jephunneh. So Caleb was given the town of Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, which had been named after Anak's ancestor. Caleb drove out the three groups of Anakites, the descendants of Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai, the sons of Anak. From there he went to fight against the people living in the town of Debir, formerly called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter Aksha in marriage to the one who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, was the one who conquered it. So Aksha became Othniel's wife. When Aksha married Othniel, she urged him to ask her father for a field. As she got down off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What's the matter?" She said, "Give me another gift. You have already given me land in the Negev. Now please give me springs of water too." So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs. This was the homeland allotted to the clans of the tribe of Judah. The towns of Judah situated along the borders of Edom in the extreme south were Kabzeel, Eber, Jagor, Kena, Dimona, Adada, Kedesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beeloth, Hazar Hadada, Kiriath Hezron, that is Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shul, Beersheba, Biziothea, Baalah, Eam, Ezim, Iltalad, Kizil, Horma, Ziglag, Madmana, Sadsana, Libooth, Shilhim, Ain, and Rimmon, 29 towns with their surrounding villages. The following towns situated in the western foothills were also given to Judah: Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zenoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adullam, Shokol, Azekah, Shearim, Adithium, Gedera, and Gederothium, 14 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were Zenan, Hedesha, Migdal-Gad, Dilion, Misphed, Jokthiel, Lachish, Boshkath, Eglon, Kabon, Lamam, Kitlish, Gadaroth, Beth-Dagon, Naama, and Makeda, 16 towns with their surrounding villages. Beside these, there were Libna, Ether, Ashan, Ibthah, Ashna, Nezib, Keilah, Achzib, and Maresha, 9 towns with their surrounding villages. The territory of the tribe of Judah also included Ekron and its surrounding settlements and villages. From Ekron, the boundary extended west and included the towns near Ashdod with their surrounding villages. It also included Ashdod with its surrounding settlements and villages, and Gaza with its settlements and villages as far as the Brook of Egypt along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. Judah also received the following towns in the hill country: Shalmir, Jatir, Soko, Dana, Kiriath Sana, that is Deber, Anab, Eshtemoth, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gillam, 11 towns with their surrounding villages. Also included were the towns of Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janam, Beth Tapua, Afika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 towns with their surrounding villages. Besides these, there were Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Jutah, Jezreel, Joktium, Zenoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 towns with their surrounding villages. In addition, there were Halhol, Beth Zur, Gedor Merarath, Beth Anoth, and Eltekon, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. There were also Kiriath Baal, that is Kiriath Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 towns with their surrounding villages. In the wilderness, there were the towns of Beth Araba, Midian, Sikaka, Nibshan, the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 towns with their surrounding villages. But the tribe of Judah could not drive out the Jebusites, who lived in the city of Jerusalem, so the Jebusites live there among the people of Judah to this day. The allotment for the descendants of Joseph extended from the Jordan River near Jericho, east of the springs of Jericho, through the wilderness, and into the hill country of Bethel. From Bethel, that is Luz, it ran over to Ataroth in the territory of the Archonites. Then it descended westward to the territory of the Japhtalites, as far as lower Beth Horon, then to Gezer and over the Mediterranean Sea. This was the homeland allocated to the families of Joseph's son Manasseh and Ephraim. The following territory was given to the clans of the tribe of Ephraim. The boundary of their homeland began at Ataroth Adar in the east. From there it ran to upper Beth Horon, then on to the Mediterranean Sea. From Michmetheth on the north, the boundary curved eastward past Taanath Shiloh, to the east of Genoa. From Genoa it turned southward to Ataroth and Nera, touched the Jericho, and ended at the Jordan River. From Tapua the boundary extended westward, following the Kanoth Ravine, to the Mediterranean Sea. This is the homeland allocated to the clans of the tribe of Ephraim. In addition, some towns with their surrounding villages and the territory allocated to the half-tribe of Manasseh were set aside for the tribe of Ephraim. They did not drive the Canaanites out of Gezer, however, so the people of Gezer live as slaves among the people of Ephraim to this day. The next allotment of land was given to the half-tribe of Manasseh, the descendants of Joseph's older son. Maker, the firstborn son of Manasseh, was the father of Gilead. Because his descendants were experienced soldiers, the regions of Gilead and Bashan on the east side of the Jordan had already been given to them, so the allotment on the west side of the Jordan was for the remaining families within the clans of the tribe of Manasseh: Abiezer, Helek, Asriel, Shechem, Hefer, and Shemida. These clans represented the male descendants of Manasseh, son of Joseph. However, Zelophehad, a descendant of Hefer, the son of Gilead, son of Maker, son of Manasseh, had no sons. He only had daughters, whose names were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These women came to Eleazar, the priest, Joshua, son of Nun, and the Israelite leaders said, "The Lord commanded Moses to give us a grant of land along with the men of our tribe." So Joshua gave them a grant of land along with their uncles, as the Lord had commanded. As a result, Manasseh's total allocation came to 10 parcels of land, in addition to the land of Gilead and Bashan, across the Jordan River. Because the female descendants of Manasseh received a grant of land along with the male descendants, the land of Gilead was given to the rest of the male descendants of Manasseh. The boundary of the tribe of Manasseh extended from the border of Asher to Michmetheth near Shechem. Then the boundary went south from Michmetheth to the settlement near the spring of Tapua. The land surrounding Tofua belonged to Manasseh.
The town of Tofua itself, on the border of Manasseh's territory, belonged to the tribe of Ephraim,
from the spring of Tofua.
The boundary of Manasseh followed the Kanaha Ravine to the Mediterranean Sea. Several towns south of the ravine were inside Manasseh's territory, but they actually belonged to the tribe of Ephraim. In general, however, the land south of the ravine belonged to Ephraim, and the land north of the ravine belonged to Manasseh. Manasseh's boundary ran along the northern side of the ravine and ended at the Mediterranean Sea. North of Manasseh was a territory of Asher, and the east was a territory of Issachar. The following towns within the territory of Issachar and Asher, however, were given to Manasseh: Beth-shan, Ibleam, Dor, that is Naphoth-Dor, Endor, Taanach, and Megiddo, each with their surrounding settlements. But the descendants of Manasseh were unable to occupy these towns because the Canaanites were determined to stay in that region. Later, however, when the Israelites became strong enough, they forced the Canaanites to work as slaves, but they did not drive them out of the land.
The descendants of Joseph came to Joshua and asked,
"Why have you given us only one portion of land as our homeland when the Lord has blessed us with so many people?" Joshua replied, "If there are so many of you, and if the hill country of Ephraim is not large enough for you, clear out land for yourselves in the forest where the Perizzites and Rephtalites live." The descendants of Joseph responded, "It's true that the hill country is not large enough for us, but all the Canaanites in the lower lands have iron chariots, but those in Bethshan and its surrounding settlements, and those in the valley of Jezreel, they are too strong for us." Then Joshua said to the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, the descendants of Joseph, "Since you are so large and strong, you will be given more than one portion. The forest of the hill country will be yours as well. Clear as much of the land as you wish, and take possession of its furthest corners, and you will drive out the Canaanites from the valleys too, even though they are strong and have iron chariots."
Scripture reading by Emily Herrera from the New Living Translation. Like, follow, and subscribe to this devotional on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Tomorrow, we'll see the rest of the land divided up.